Well, I'm grateful for the time that we have to go over this. You just can't express the depth of the relationships, the experiences that you have in a mission trip like this, but it's greatly rewarding, and first of all, I thank you for your support that allows us to go there. This was the, probably the sixth or seventh trip I've made to Fiji with Robert Martin. And Robert's shown in the picture there. He's older, as we all are, but there is not one instance where he's not just as energetic as he's always been. And I appreciate that in him because he teaches with passion. And the Fijians and the Tongans and the people in Saipan and all over the Pacific Islands just can't wait to see Robert when he comes back. So we started the trip to Fiji in the 4th of July is when I landed, and we were there till the end of July. And we went first to Suva, which is the capital city of Fiji. And in that city, there are a number of congregations. I'll show you a map in just a minute. But at that congregation, we wanted to present a diploma from two long-term members of the church that had gone through all the 32 courses in the Pacific Island Bible College curriculum. And brethren, I can't overemphasize how much that means to them. One of the men, Brother Malecki, was in tears in accepting that because Robert converted him as a young man, and he's now in his late 60s, or 70s, I think. So anyway, it means a lot to them, not just to get the diploma, but the fact that they have spent that much time with Robert and others teaching the Bible, and they just greatly value that. Later on, at the end of July, we went on to Tonga, and I'll show you a couple of pictures of that if you'd go to the next slide, please. So in Fiji, there's about 17 churches there now, and that is growing. There are two major islands that you see on this map, and the little circles represent where there are churches. Some of the churches are very small, you know, half a dozen people are. But the churches in Suva are pretty large, 40, 50, 60 people at times, including up in the mountains in what they call the Kevakau region, which is the original Fijians. There's a congregation there in a village that's about 30 or 40 people too. And our focus was really on those circles in the left-hand side of the island in the bottom left, where we had five churches coming together to teach Pacific Island Bible College classes. So I'll show you those in just a minute. We mentioned Raiwanga. Next slide, please. That's Robert presenting the diploma. But in that congregation, there are they have elders, first of all. There's only two other congregations in Fiji that have elders, and those are wonderful elders and very great men of service. And they actually have a building. This is the biggest church building in Fiji of the Lord's Church. And it was started back when Dan was there, I think, in Fiji. So, next slide. There's also a church in Nandi. Nandi is the place where you land when you come into Fiji from international flights. And there's a congregation there that's fairly small, and it's transient because people move in and out of Nandi a lot. But those people there are faithful members of the church, and one of the men that's not there that normally is an air traffic controller for the Fijian airport there. And he had to be on duty that day. So there is a church in Nandi if you're ever passing through that part of the country. Next slide. And this is the church in Tavua. Tavua is one of those places on the left-hand side of that chart that I showed. It's way away from everything, and it's a unique place, a beautiful little setting, and there's a story behind it that I won't have time to give tonight, but I'd like to give you that story. If you're ever interested, just ask me. That's the church building on the left. And you say, well, wow, that's not much. That's enough. And through the generosity of the landowner, who also became a Christian because of the people that were living there, she's going to donate land for them to build a building eventually. Middle picture shows the inside of that area. We had many churches come together to that congregation that day. And there was a baptism, as you see there in the bottom right. I wish you could have seen where that was. That was down a cliff in a little stream that just happened to have a pool of water big enough to baptize. And it was a great experience to watch that lady put on the Lord in baptism. And she is the wife of the, she's the daughter-in-law of the person that owns the land. So a great experience there, and those brethren just were tickled pink that there were so many coming to help visit. Next slide. So the church in Latoka is one of the major cities in Fiji, and they have a building there, and they have had that building since the 70s. And that's where we hosted our Pacific Island Bible College classes. And what that meant is we brought people from the northern part and the southern part to meet there. And brethren, those people came every night for 3 weeks, every weeknight, for 2 hours a night. Some of them travel over an hour and a half to get there, and from a little town called Raki Raki. But we always help them with transportation because many people don't have cars, and the only way to get from place to place is either a taxi or a bus or what they call a transport. Those brethren were thrilled to be there. And they were there every night. Next. The brethren enjoyed each other, just like we do. They enjoyed us being there, and they were really gracious hosts. And you see some of the men on the right-hand picture there, and Robert and some of the ladies in the other picture. But it's just heartwarming to be with them. Robert taught on hermeneutics that night, or that series of classes. And he had them riveted. And there were some outstanding questions that he answered for them. And I talked on the book of Galatians while I was there. Go ahead, next slide. Now, this is part of that story that I'm not going to go over tonight, but if this gets posted, you'll have it in the online version. So next slide. So after we finished the PIBC classes, we went down to Tonga. Tonga, you'll see in a minute where it is in relation to Fiji. It's about a two-hour flight, and it's a tiny nation. There's only about 100,000 people in the whole nation of Tonga. It's a Christian nation, put that in quotation marks, but it's a kingdom reigned by a king. It's one of the only sitting monarchs left in the world, and he's Tuopo the Six now. It goes back to the 1800s. An interesting story there. So Robert and I went there, and the neat thing about this, Robert hadn't been back to Tonga in 30 years. 30 years. And those brethren, some of the brethren were in tears when he got there because they hadn't seen him in that long. This is my third visit there in the last year. We're going there to strengthen them. They're a weak congregation, weak because there's very few men, and they only meet one time a week on Sunday morning. There is no Sunday evening service. There's no Bible study service because they've got one man generally that does it all. Now they have five, but that five changes depending on the season because some of them have to go to jobs in New Zealand and pick fruit. But there you see the congregation that was there that day. They are very encouraged by the teaching, very encouraged. And we gave lessons to help lift them up, help them focus on the Bible, help them to focus on those things that they need to do to be stronger. And I didn't mention that in that picture on the right, Alani is the preacher, and he is the son of a man that Robert taught the gospel back in the 70s. And he was very emotional with Robert since he was able to see him again and remember all those memories. Next slide. Oh, sorry, I went past that one. So that's Robert. This is a picture from 1970s in the left, the black and white one. And Alani's father is way up in the far right of that black and white picture. And Robert's not in that photograph because he took it. But that was the size of a congregation in Nuku'alofa, which is the city that we were in. Robert planted four churches along with others. He wasn't alone in that. Today, there's only one congregation left. On our next trip, we're going to go up to Vavau. Vavau is another island in the Pacific, in the Tongan chain. There was a faithful church there, but the individuals that had lived there have moved away, and the man that was teaching and preaching has passed away. So we're going to go back up there and see what we can get stimulated. Next slide. This is where Tonga is. You see in the small circle on the right-hand side, the big circle is Fiji. And Tonga is right on what's called the Tongan Trench. It's one of the Ring of Fire geological places in the world. And they have volcanoes in the islands of Tonga, big ones that have erupted. The right-hand side just shows you the map of Nuku'alofa, where we were, the capital city. And I don't know how many people are on that island, but I guess most of them are on that island. The other islands are scattered out over about 600 miles in length. So you can imagine how difficult it is from go from one place to the other. Next slide. I mentioned that our purpose there was to evangelize, edify, and equip. And there you see some of the people. And the man, little boy in the bottom right-hand corner was my best bud. His name is Yoni Pulu. And Yoni was holding up some of the Bible cards, the Discovery Bible cards. And just one little picture of what the scenery looks like there. It's a beautiful place. Next slide. I'm going to spend 1 minute to tell you about this. While I was there, we decided to translate David's three-volume little pamphlets that are out there on teaching the gospel. So I went to a print store because I was asking about printing them, and I asked them, who can we get to translate this into Tongan? The lady wrote down a name. I called the name, and we arranged to have those translated. So I sent them an electronic copy, and the next day they had some of the translation done. When I called to pick them up, she says, "Wow, the whole nation of Tonga needs to read this." And she wasn't the one doing the translating. The lady doing the word-for-word translating said the same thing. Says, "I want to read this and teach and share this with our friends." But anyway, you can see there what some of the Tongan words look like. There's more vowels than exist in our language, I think. But each word has numerous vowels in it. Next slide. Okay, last one. So, please pray for the church in Tonga. And I mean that seriously. They struggle. The men there are new Christians. I mentioned there were three of them baptized the last time we were there in last year. Not because of us, but because they were ready. And they're babes in Christ. And they need teaching. They need help. And we are so grateful for the teaching that we get here, because it's unlike many places in the world. So thank you for the time tonight, and thank you for supporting me on this trip. And I hope to keep going back. Thanks.